It's the Score of the Equifax Fantasy Show. I'm Matt Moore next to the legendary DJ Shockley. First, we're going to go with the Score of the Equifax Fantasy game. You can play at equifax.com/Falcons.
Play.
Shock, how did you do this past
Not
week?
Bad, man. I'm catching up on some ground, but the thing is, we're taking the same people.
You got to go.
So it's hard for me to catch up ground.
This week. You got to go some sleepers.
I got to jump out a little bit. I'm not sure if I really jump out a window yet, but we'll see. But I'm start with Matt. I like Matt over Drew Stanton, obviously. I'm going Andre Ellington. Michael Floyd, Tulio, Matt Bryant, Mr. Clutch, and I'm going to go with Arizona's defense.
I think those are good picks. Remember, every week, Equifax and the Falcons are giving away prizes. You do not have had to play the whole season yet.
True.
You can play week to week. You can see how you do against Shock, Brian Finneran, Todd McClure. Each week, you can go week to week matchups with these guys. It's a fun game, and you can win autograph prizes. Who doesn't want autograph prizes?
You get crushed by me. Come on. Come on,
right.
Get crushed.
But
get crushed, right?
One person you did not crush this past week in our little matchup
oh,
is
man.
Me. And here to tell you about it is Nicole Johnson.
That's right, Matt. You took the win,
yeah.
82-73. Starting with your QB, you were right. After the bye week, Tony Romo was ready to turn it
That's
on.
Right. Healthy back, Shaq.
He got you 25 points with 4 touchdowns, so that was a good pick.
Boom.
Shady McCoy. Best game of the season for him.
Some yards, right?
Yeah, he rushed for over 130 yards. He got you 20 points. And then Emmanuel Sanders got you 15 points. He had over 125 receiving yards. So that was pretty good for you. Gronk, he got you 7 points.
Gronk didn't even do anything on one.
He didn't do anything. But the Colts against the Jags, they did a lot.
Colts.
They got you 15 points. They only allowed the Jags to score 3 points, so.
Dude, you can't have you beat taken that. The Jags every week? Some way or another.
This week, I'm not going to. Tell us how Shock did.
Shock, your QB, Andrew Luck. We thought he would be scoring a lot of points against the Jags,
right.
But apparently not. He only got you 14 points.
Come on, Luck.
But Matt Forte. Against the Bucks, he got
pick,
you 22
good
points.
Pick, good pick.
He had 2 touchdowns.
Yes, sir, buddy.
Demaryius Thomas,
bay
he
bay.
Killed it. 26 bay points for you, Shock.
Bye-bye.
With 3 touchdowns. And Witten, he had a touchdown, but he didn't get as many points as Tony Romo did.
Come on, Jay.
He only
Witten.
Got 9. And Chiefs, I know. I thought the Chiefs were going to be better,
Thursday
but they
night.
Only got...
Thursday night, I thought it was a lock, man. They were 0-8. Come on.
Man, Carr had begs to differ.
David Carr, come on.
They allowed 24 points against the Raiders, the first win for the Raiders of the season.
Thanks, Nicole, for rubbing that in.
I know. Not your
much.
Best pick, Shock.
Man.
All right, so now with Shock and I, we've come to a gentleman's agreement that we're going to go a little Thanksgiving
Ooh,
Day matchup.
The turkey and
Every
right
guy
now.
We pick... This week is going to be playing on Thanksgiving Day.
Make it
so
very
we can
interesting.
Be eating turkey, doing a couple 12-ounce curls.
And everybody will know, I'll be texting Matt Thursday while I'm eating macaroni and cheese. How good I'm being, you know.
All right, awesome. I'm going to start with Matt Stafford.
Okay.
DGD, right?
Very
against
true,
the
very
Green
true.
Bay, or no, against the Chicago Bears.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go Frank Gore in the late matchup against, a tough defense, the Seattle Seahawks.
See, that's where I'm going to beat him right there. I'm going to tell you right now, that's why I'm going to beat him. Frank Gore's not scored a lot of touchdowns this year, so I like that. So I'm going back to Tony Romo, who killed me last week. He jumped on Tony Romo, so I'm going Tony Romo versus Philly. And my back, Murray. He's been balling this season, leading the league and rushing. He's going to get some TDs this week. So I like Murray. And then my receiver, going with the man, Golden Tate.
Golden Tate. I like that Golden pick. Tate. But I'm going with just the all-time beast,
okay.
Dez Bryant.
Ooh.
You know he's going to get carried up.
Dez looking for that day. Money. So he like, I
he
need
knows
to
everybody's watching. I'm going Dez Bryant. And then I'm my tight end, someone who did not do well for you. I think he's going to bounce back. I'll go Jason Witten.
I ain't picking Witten no more. He let me down, man.
Who's your tight end?
My tight end for the week, I'm going Martellus Bennett. The big guy. I like Martellus Bennett versus the Chateau. No, Chateau, but he plays for Chicago, obviously. But Martellus Bennett, I like
Detroit.
Him. I'm going Seattle's defense versus San Fran, the Legion of Boom.
It may come down to this because I'm going San Fran's defense against Marshawn Lynch and the crew.
It'll be the late game, so hey, we'll be looking forward to that whooping Seattle.
Russell All right, Wilson so we'll see how we did on the Thanksgiving matchup. Maybe I can turn this into a winning streak.
Maybe
get
not.
Back and make it interesting.
Maybe not.
We'll see. Thanks for tuning into this edition of the Score of the Equifax Fantasy Show. Remember, you can play against DJ Shockley. Why would you not? Equifax.com/Falcons. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I hope you and your family have a great week. And yeah, eat some mac and cheese like Shaq's gone to and enjoy playing fantasy football. We'll see you next week on the Score of the Equifax Fantasy Show.